We're doing brachas. We're up to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara had said that Mephibosheth, his real name was Ishbosheth, and he was called Mephibosheth because from his mipi, from his mouth, was Boshes, was shame to Davish, to David, because he was so big that David would always have to ask him, "Did I say right?" And because David was so humble that he'd ask him, Lefichach, therefore Zachah David yatzam imenu kilav. David married it and kilav. He married it to have a son named Kilav. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan lo Chilav shmo, ela Daniel shmo. His name wasn't Chilav, his name was Daniel. V'lam nikra shmo Chilav. So why was he called Chilav if his real name was Daniel? Shaya machlim pnei Mephiboshet ba'alacha. Because he could even shame Mephiboshes in Alacha. Mephiboshes could shame David, and David's son, Chilav. Chil is like Chol, like machlim, like shame of the father, the master of Halacha. He could shame the master of Halacha. He was so sharp. And about him, King Solomon said in his wisdom, son, if your heart will be wise, my heart will be happy too. And the verse declares, my son was smart, and therefore my heart rejoiced, and I could give back a word to the one who always used to blast me. Cholfi is like the one who used to curse me out. Mephibosheth used to wipe the floor with David in Halacha, so to speak. So now David had his answer. He had a son named Chilav. Now all of this needs a lot of work, but we'll read it on a simplistic level. In truth, all of this needs work. V'David mikal nafshei chassid. Did David really hold himself to be a chassid in praying before God? V'aktiv, doesn't the verse say, lulei emanti lorot b'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim? If not for my belief in seeing the good of God in the land of life in the future. V'tanim ishmeid Rabbi Yossi. We have Tanakh quoting the name Rabbi Yossi. Lama nakuda lulei? Why are there dots over the word lulei? Amar David ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because David, on the surface, seems to say, if not for the fact that I have confidence. But really, what David was saying before God is that I don't really have confidence. Meaning, how could David call himself pious? We will see right now that David was not so confident that he's making it to the world to come. David said, Ribono Shlolam, Master of the World, Muftahani B'chashatam Shalem Sachar Tov L'Tzadikim Latid Lavo. I know you will pay good wages to the Tzadikim in the world to come, but I don't know if I have a portion with them. Im Lav, maybe not. Shemai Gomach. So you see that David didn't hold himself to be such a big chassid. Answers the Gemara, Shemai Gomachet. Really, when David said the first pasuk, Shomra Nafshi Ki Chassid Ani, he knew he was a chassid. The reason he said the other pasuk in which he indicates doubt, what he means is he's doubtful whether he'll make it as a chassid to the grave. Maybe the sin will cause him to lose this high stature of a chassid. Could Rav Yaakov Baridi, like Rav Yaakov Baridi taught, Rav Yaakov Baridi Rami, Rav Yaakov Baridi asked the contradiction. K'tiv, the verse says, God promises Yaakov, I will be with you, I will watch you wherever you go. B'chtiv, and the other verse says, Yaakov meod. Yaakov was very scared. How come he's scared? God promised him he's with him. Amar shemai gomachet, because Yaakov was concerned, maybe my sin will cause whatever sins I do. Maybe that'll cause me not to have the promise. So the same concept. Just like David, on the one hand he knew he was a chassid, on the other hand he wasn't sure he'd make it to the world to come. He didn't know, maybe he'll end up sinning, maybe that'll cause him to lose the stature. Yaakov had the promise from God that God will be with him, but he was concerned because he said, maybe my sin will cause me to lose it. Kedetanya, like the Braisa tells us, the same idea. It says in the Song of Az Yashir, the Jewish people sang in prophecy, Ad Yavom Hashem, Ad Yavom Zukanita. Ad yavom Hashem zubiyah rishona. Ad yavom zukanita zubiyah shnia. The pasuk describes that the waters waited. There was this great miracle of the Yamsuf. All these miracles were till the nation passes. So till the nation that Hashem acquired passes. Why does it say it twice? One is a reference to the first time we entered the land of Israel with Yoshua. They were prophesying that entrance would be miraculous, like crossing of the Yamsuf, the Jordan would split. And the second time they're saying there'll be a second coming into the land of Israel, which will also be with great miracles. Mikan amru chachamim, from here our sages taught, in truth, in the days of Ezra, when we re-entered the land of Israel, they were fitting, the Jewish people should have had miracles like they had in the days of Yoshua bin Nun, that the Jordan split for them. They should have had great miracles coming into the land of Israel. Why didn't that happen? And the sin caused, they did not live up to their job. They didn't live up to their duty, and that's why, because they sinned, that's why they didn't have great miracles when they re-entered, but rather it happened in a natural way. The king gave them permission to go, and then they were subservient to the Persian kings. It was all because we weren't on our level, so we didn't merit to have the great miracles when we came back for the second temple.
You're saying our sins from the first temple period?
No. Sins afterwards.
During the exile?
It seems that way.
So our sins during the exile caused us to be not a miraculous comeback.
Correct. Some say the sins were, what was the sin? The sin was that they didn't all come back. Many of the Jews stayed out in Chutzlart. I think maybe Rashi and Sota explains that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.